warmest temperature ever recorded here was 72 degrees. It once got down to 47 below. Brian Clark's job is to be stranded here a week at a time every winter. We take you to a very cold workplace on this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Brian Clark is a meteorologist at the Mount Washington Observatory. On top of the 6,000-plus foot summit for a week at a time, he'll see the most brutal winter weather on Earth.
Wind chill is a big thing here. The combination of cold temperatures and high winds. If you leave skin exposed when winds are over 100 and the temperature's at 20 or 30 below, you will get frostbite in a matter of minutes, sometimes even seconds.
The combination of wind and snow can easily create whiteout conditions.
Visibility can be limited to 20, 25 feet at times, and if you don't know the area well, then you can get disoriented. We've been here long enough, we know the mountaintop pretty much like the back of our hand, so we don't end up getting disoriented too easily.
The Mount Washington Observatory is a nonprofit organization. Their researchers supply weather information to others in this country and around the world. Still, some may ask why it is so important for meteorologists to be stationed here a week at a time in such challenging conditions.
I mean, there's not many places on this planet that see the combination of elements that we do. So I think that's first and foremost. We just want to be here. Secondly, in this day and age of climate study, it's good to have a good climate record. And we have right now a 77-year, very consistent climate record. And that's valuable to researchers to see how that's changing.
Brian loves this job. Even in the middle of winter, he sees beauty that few others will ever get to experience. Next time, we'll discuss the weather event that made this mountain famous as we travel the countryside. At Mount Washington, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McRae.